On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Mallory Von Tillo, and it is Congenital Heart Defect Week in Sonoma County and beyond. Mallory, good morning to you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, let's talk about Little Hats, Big Hearts this week.
Yeah, definitely. Little Hats, Big Hearts is a wonderful program that the American Heart Association partners with. What they do is a little red hat is donated to each infant born in the hospital, in partnering hospitals, such as Sutter Santa Rosa, Kaiser Permanente of Santa Rosa and Vallejo, and Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. And those infants will receive the little red hat that's donated by a volunteer just to create awareness for congenital heart defects and put the word out there in the community.
Yeah, the photos of those hats on those little tiny babies, priceless.
They're adorable.
You have an amazing story about how you saved your mom's life?
Yes. So I was actually born with a minor heart defect called a PDA. I had surgery to repair that at 10 months old. But I really, you know, I've lived a really normal life, and I didn't really know about heart defects until I actually found my mom in cardiac arrest when I was 14 years old.
Wow.
Through the American Heart Association, I learned CPR about 2 weeks before, and with the help of my father, we were able to save her life.
Timing is everything, isn't it? So, yeah, you have a very personal attachment to the whole notion of support when it comes to
correct.
Congenital heart defects, and you've got a couple of kids, too, right?
Yeah, my son was actually born with the same thing I was, and he's actually been able to go unrepaired, which is pretty amazing, and lives a normal life. My daughter was diagnosed with a very severe heart defect while I was 24 weeks pregnant. She underwent her first open heart surgery at 5 months old. It was a marathon. It was a 12-hour cardiac surgery. And since then, she has suffered many, many complications from her heart defect, which has incorporated other diseases into her life, unfortunately. But she's 4.5 years old today. She's doing really well. And without the help of the American Heart Association and their research and their partnering with families in our community, I really don't think she'd be with us today.
Now, you're a big proponent of the power of positive thought. But I'm also imagining that you need to go in and check to see if your child or you have CHD.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's actually state law in California that every child is given a pulse oximetry test, which measures the blood oxygen volume in their blood, which is a big indicator of heart defects. But other things to look for in children are blue lips, swelling around their eyes, swelling around their ankles and in their face, difficulty feeding, difficulty breathing, rapid, shallow breathing. Those are all things that you can look for in the first weeks of your baby's life.
I'm feeling like, Mallory, that this particular issue, congenital heart disease and defects, doesn't get enough attention. I'm sure you feel the same.
I definitely feel the same. It's one of the most underfunded things in our country, and it's actually 1 in 100 children are born with a heart defect, which is a lot. And there's a huge scale, but 50% of those kids with severe heart defects don't make it to their first birthday. So it's really important.
This is a busy... Oh, go ahead, Pat.
I just think, that your story is amazing. When did you decide to go public with your story in a way that would support this cause?
I actually started volunteering with my mom when I was a teenager, just small things here and there. But when my daughter was born, it was really kind of a game changer for me. you hear about these things, but when it's your own child and the risk is just so significant, it's super important. And the main takeaway point, I guess, is that it could be anyone's child. 1 in 100 is such a huge.
Yeah, that's
more
a big
common
number.
Than I think.
More than 3 million Americans living with some sort of congenital heart defect. Though it seems like, obviously as infants, it's a whole other story. But for the rest of us, it's important to get those annual checkups.
Oh, absolutely. It's very important. And lots of those numbers are undiagnosed also, which is why we see, so many sudden cardiac arrests.
And the American Heart Association, of course, one of the big pushes for them all the time is how huge an issue heart disease is and how preventable, in many cases, heart disease is. But that's not the case in this particular thing.
That's, yeah, correct. You know, adults living with heart disease, it's very simple to, you know, go into your physician or even a drugstore, check your blood pressure, things like that. Those are easy markers that we can see. But a lot of these children are born with structural heart defects, and there's really no cure for that. But there are preventative things you can do to help your child.
And I know there's a lot that you're doing to help your child. Thoughts and prayers, Mallory, to your little girl as she moves forward through this process. Good thing she has you in her corner.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is Mallory Von Tillo. She is obviously somebody who knows intrinsically about the dangers of congenital heart disease. And this is the week to focus and showcase on that part of the disease, American Heart Disease CHD week, now through tomorrow, Valentine's Day.